I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlifer sources report West Virginia's traditional bear hunting season is underway across the state. In a moment, we'll find out how all the snowy weather is impacting that hunting success. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Although bear hunting's been underway in some counties for several months, the traditional way they're hunted in the Mountain State is behind a pack of hounds. Colin Carpenter heads up bear research for the West Virginia DNR and says the snowfall we've had, especially in those high mountains of bear country, is having an impact.
When the snow starts getting deeper than the dog's legs, it certainly tires the dogs out quicker. But, you know, in my mind, I would think that the bears would get tired out quicker as well running through that kind of deep snow. So it could be a toss-up there, but I can imagine that the dogs probably require more rest when you're hunting in deep snow every day.
The bigger impact the snowfall can have is putting the bears into hibernation prematurely.
It's usually a combination of both food and weather. So, you know, it's hard to say that the mast conditions were great as far as our oak mast is concerned this year. You know, so hopefully, you know, these bears are going to be available through the end of the month. You know, we know that some of the bears have gone to bed. Some of our radioed bears, of course, are in bed already, especially the pregnant sows. But hopefully, there's still going to be a lot of bears left out there looking for food. You know, but it's hard to say what will happen if we continue to get these deep snows.
Last year, that wasn't the case at all, though.
Last year, yeah, we had kind of two things going against us in the late season. We had the lack of mast, and then we got that big snow that week before Christmas, right at the end of muzzleloader week, which I'm sure put a lot of bears that were still out, put them to bed. And it also, you know, in a lot of areas in the mountains, it kept the hunters out of the woods because they just couldn't get their trucks in there.
Now, as I mentioned, the bear season without dogs has been open for a while in various places. About 10 counties had a concurrent season during the two-week buck season, and others have had a season even earlier, and there's been bow hunting. Carpenter says so far, looks like hunters are doing well.
It looks like in Greenbrier County, they did very well. Hunters hunting on private land, of course, could take a bear during the buck gun season. I've also, I'm sorting Fayette County right now. And they seem to have done pretty well. I know in our southern counties so far, Raleigh and Fayette, the early season, the September season, the kill does not appear to be very high, but they did do better when the buck gun season was in. So hunters seem to have been pretty successful during buck gun season.
Well, bear hunting runs through the end of the year in several West Virginia counties, but be prepared for a lot of snowfall on those high mountain peaks as you're searching out that big bruin for the remainder of the season. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.